You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Thank you for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for January 27th. I'm Chip. When Russell T. Davies described the Time War in his run on the series, he'd frequently use these drive-by references to things that sounded great but had no meaning, like the Nightmare Child, or the moment the Doctor would use to end the Time War for the Time Lords and the Daleks. They're just plot device statements. All you need to know is they're this thing that doesn't have to be explained that has something to do with the Time War. He did get into a little bit more detail about the nature of the Time War, though, at the beginning of End of Time Part 2. Give it a quick listen.
This is only the furthest edge of the Time War, but at its heart, millions die every second, lost in bloodlust and insanity, with time itself resurrecting them to find new ways of dying over and over again, a travesty of life.
In that brief description, you get a sense of a universal apocalypse that's just tearing apart and reordering the universe at will. In a couple of lines, you have the seed that will help you visualize the Time War better than anything a BBC budget could produce or RTD could script. I really like this notion of vast swaths of history rewriting itself. It dovetails with some of my speculations in earlier podcasts about the nature of time, parallel universes, and continuity. In fact, you could use this description of the Time War as an explanation with the universe reordering itself, what might have happened if the previous 1st through 8th Doctors might have traveled to the years 2005 to 2010. I submit to you that they would have actually been in a parallel universe. So it's a nice explanation for continuity conflicts. But you know the other thing I like about this description of the Time War and pretty much what's happened with the Time War throughout the last 5 years? With the End of Time Part 2, the Time War is seriously done. Stephen Moffat doesn't have to touch this concept again if he doesn't want to, and I hope he doesn't. The Book of the Time War is closed, and Matt Smith has a fresh new beginning. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for January 27th. Thanks for listening. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, no punctuation, or on Twitter or Facebook at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Also, my guest hosting gig on The WhoCast has begun. Check it out at thewhocast.com. Again, thanks for listening.